I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome back to our studios today a band called Paper Parlor. And last time you were here, you didn't have a drummer, but now you do. Or, he wasn't with you, I should say.
No.
Okay.
He's here now.
Yay!
Making good music.
So, Kieran, while you're on the mic, do you want to introduce everybody in the band?
Sure. I'm here with Chad Hofflin on the drums. This is Mariah Sky on guitar, lead guitar. Wilson Johnson on the bass guitar. My name's Kieran Wenger. I kind of do vocals and rhythm guitars.
All right. So. Well, welcome back to the studio, guys. And you have a show coming up tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Starts at 9 o'clock. And it looks like a couple other bands with you, Confused Brothers and Medical Underground.
That's correct.
I'm not familiar with either of those. Any info on those? Or have you played with them before? Oh, is Chad in one of those bands? Oh, okay.
Chad plays with the Confused Brothers.
Okay.
Chad, you want to yell at the mic about it?
Yeah, that's correct. We're a band out of the cities. I'm with my brother, hence the Confused Brothers, so it fits. We play some funk rock, and we've been touring with Paper Parlor over the last couple weeks, so I've gotten to play two sets a night, and that's pretty fun. So, hopefully it'll go well tonight.
All right, well, let's get started with the song. And you guys have had a lot of exciting stuff going on lately, so we'll come back and talk about that. But what do you want to get started with here?
We'll open up with a song called Silver Spoon. We'll be right back.
That is Paper Parlor live from Studio A. And tell me about that song, Kierden.
It's a little song I wrote last summer, just kind of dealing with change and moving on and being really comfortable where you're at.
Okay. And was that one from your most recent album?
That's from an upcoming project.
Okay.
It will be recorded soon, I think.
Yeah, and your last album came out last year, I think, right?
Yeah, last spring.
Yeah, last spring. Now, I think last time you guys were here, you and Wilson talked about you both are from International Falls, right?
That's correct.
And so when did you start playing music together there?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
14, 15 no. years old.
Okay.
We started a band called The Planets with some friends. And
some youngsters.
We kind of dallied with that for a couple of years, and that died off. So
what did the Planets play? Did you start out playing covers?
Oh, man, it was really, really, really bad emo wannabe rock or something like that.
Uh-huh. Any good covers you can mention?
Or did you start out original? It was all original crap.
Okay, well, that's pretty impressive, though, like to start out just, you know, playing originals right away. That's pretty cool at 14.
That was definitely how we ended up starting Paper Parlor. We just kind of missed writing music, and... it turned out we all ended up sitting at Wilson's house with a couple acoustic guitars and writing more stuff. So,
well, and that's one thing I think of when I think of this band, because you've put out a few albums, EPs and such, and it's kind of evolved. Your sound has kind of evolved. And so tell me how you think that it's evolved. And part of that was bringing Mariah into the band.
Most definitely.
And
I
adding
know.
A different guitar sound.
Yeah, I definitely brought the funk to a certain extent.
I agree with that. I mean, we enjoyed writing the kind of folky acoustic stuff, but after a couple records, it felt really overproduced and a little poppy, which was something we wanted to stray away from. And in moving to Duluth, we kind of had in our heads that we were going to find another guitarist and add some good backbeat to it.
And how did you stumble across Mariah? How'd you guys find each other?
Well, actually, a former member of the Planets. He was my roommate. I was going to UMD at the time. I recently graduated. No big deal.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Don't need to worry about what I studied. But and it was a house party, just sort of a end of the school year thing, and just sort of stumbled on Kierden, the guy in the. That my roommate at the time was just kind of like, hey, you need to jam with this person because you play the guitar, right? I'm like, yeah, I live with you. You should know that by now. But so, yeah, just sort of started jamming. He showed me an original song, and I was like, oh, what song is that? I was like, oh, it's what I wrote. And I'm like, oh, all right, we should jam some more. And I actually went back home to my hometown Becker, the grassroots community, to... do whatever I was doing. I was visiting family or something. Again, not important. And I get a message from my other roommate. It's just like, hey, you're playing a show with Paper Parlor tomorrow night. I'm like, what? Okay, it's news to me. So it's been kind of trial by fire since.
So,
I've been loving it.
So you kind of trapped her into being in the band.
A little bit. She seemed really, like, into it. So
you're doing shows with us, by the way. That's great. Well, and Mariah, you're such a great guitar player. I'm curious about how you started playing guitar. And what were the... Okay, so I'm always interested in the music that first inspires people to pick up an instrument.
For me, it was a lot of Jimi Hendrix, which, if you listen to my sound, is pretty obvious. Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath. Just a lot of the great shredders from rock and jazz. Just I didn't limit myself to one genre, so it's sort of helped me out in my career. I've been playing for about 8.5 years, and I mostly started because it was something to do. Mm-hmm. Living out in the country, no friends, it's like... might as well play guitar, right?
So you had a lot of time on your hands, and you got pretty good.
Yeah, I guess that's what you can say.
Great. So once you guys started playing together, like I said, even from that last album that you put out, I think you've evolved since then. Is that fair to say? Do you think that's true?
After we saw ourselves progressing, it kind of became a thing or a goal really in mind to keep putting out something new, something more interesting than the last one. But to still retain kind of the passion that we try to put behind it.
And what do you think, you know, even as the sound has evolved, what do you think kind of the core of what, you know, you and Wilson were doing? Is there something of that has continued, like your songwriting or?
It's hard to say. The term Paper Parlor kind of represents a room in my mind where you can sit down and throw all your thoughts down on paper and sort everything out that's going up on up in your head. So... that's really the still the root behind all of the songs we write is just sorting stuff out.
Okay. And I saw you at Homegrown, and I just was impressed by how eclectic your set was. You were doing, you did kind of a ska-ish tune, and oh, you're laughing. And also, you were all very dressed. How do I describe
glammy.
This?
Glammy.
Glammy, yes. There were shiny purple leggings involved, and Wilson was wearing. What were you? You were wearing like
a. I was
a,
wearing like a weird smock type of thing.
Let's smock, be honest. Yes. It was a muumuu.
It was a muumuu, but it was
butterfly
a muumuu.
Oh yes,
I was great in it.
There was
so
a butterfly.
Whatever.
Yep, you rocked it. Mariah had the boots on, I think. And
I always have those boots. Nothing else fits me.
So. But it just seemed like you were having a lot of fun, and you're, you know, not just sticking with one style, or you know what I mean.
I would have to say that, like,
get right up on there, Wilson.
A big portion for what we do in Paper Parlor is we aren't, like Mariah said, we don't limit ourselves to one style of music, and I think that's a huge reason we make our own music and do our own originals, is just because we want to try every genre that we possibly can and see what we can do and make it a Paper Parlor song, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So put your own stamp on it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you feel like the audience is coming along with you on that? Is it hard to kind of, when people can't quite pigeonhole you? Or
You end up with a lot of those Ween heads, those guys that really like Ween and Mo and Umphreys, and you know, they're all about it, and they always come up to us after shows and go, you guys need to get more weird. And I mean, if for us, we're sitting here like, we're pretty weird. What more do you want from us?
So maybe you need to take that as a challenge.
Yeah. Oh, we do, most certainly.
Don't tempt me.
Well, it's fun. It's fun to see a band just really kind of evolve, and keep changing, because, you know, sometimes you can get stuck in a rut and just kind of do the same thing over and over again, and it gets kind of boring. So I don't think you guys are boring at all.
Well, that's the trick. We try to not be bored, so.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to do?
Speaking of the ska kind of song, I think that's the one we're going to do.
To drink, you left your bottle in Chicago, traded it in for some water. Now you had a beer and breakfast last new ever day, and you were drowning all your sorrow in peace of mind. Cause he wants to start a fire on the internet, because the internet could be a cold, cold place to be for kids of only 14 who ain't learned how to love yet, seeing some things that they won't soon forget. Hey, I'm a raving madman, seeing through a looking glass, heard through a tin can, trapped on an island in my mind. Can you find me? Can you feel the things I'm feeling in my brain? I'm frequently inspired by the things that I see. I mean, I see them, I can see them, but I don't know what they mean. So I get so really excited, but I can't listen to me on what's the same.
That is Paper Parlor live from Studio A. And the name of that song again, Kieran?
That was called Raving Madman.
And what inspired that one?
It's kind of a... I'm a really anxious person. There's always some kind of dialogue in my head. So that's just kind of a word vomit, so to speak, of once again wrapping oneself together and keeping it going.
Mm-hmm. And do you bring, do you bring the songs, kind of the bones of them into the band and then work on them together? Is that how you
for the most
flesh
part,
them out?
Still no standard as to whether the lyrics or the song comes first, but well before the song is completed, we usually end up working on it and melding it into what it's going to become.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, Chad had mentioned earlier that you guys had just been touring a little bit. Where have you been traveling?
Hanging out real regionally. We kind of based ourselves out of Minneapolis for the 2 weeks we were on the road. Played some in Northfield, Red Wing. We hopped down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and over to Eau Claire the next weekend. Came up here, had an excellent show at the Rex, so it was good to swing through the hometown in the middle of a set to see everybody.
Nice. And we have to talk about, of course, I forgot to mention it until now, the Hard Rock Cafe's contest. Tell me about this, because this is pretty darn exciting.
So our manager lined us up somehow. I guess somebody dropped out of this competition, so we got roped in last minute, and they said, hey, do you want to come perform at this? And we're like, yeah, we'll go do it. We were just anticipating to play a show, and... won the first round, so we went
which was
back.
Where? Where was that?
That was at the Hard Rock Cafe in Mall of America.
Okay.
So we went down there on May 18th and did that, and ended up winning that, so we went back on June 1st, which also happened to be the one day that we couldn't find anything during our tour. So it lined up perfectly. We were in Minneapolis, and there we were. And ended up winning that round, too. Mm-hmm. So now we're waiting to find out about this online round that we've been entered into, and...
And how does that work? First of all, tell me about the experience of the first couple of rounds. How many other bands were playing, and were you watching the other bands and thinking, oh, we're going to win this, or were you thinking, oh man, they're good?
I think there was a really really solid competition there. I mean, everybody that was there, I think, was selected because they're on their A game. They're moving. They're making waves. Mm-hmm. So it was. I don't think we went into it at all anticipating to come out victors of any variety. So that was. It came as quite a surprise to us, I think, but it's been a lot of fun.
And you said the online round. Tell me about that.
You know, I only know so many details. I guess they view your online persona, and they check out all of your outlets, Twitter and Facebook, and that, which we're kind of bad at doing. So
well, let's help you get good at it right now. Let's put them out there. If people want to find you online, where do they go?
I think if you type Paper Parlor into your Google page, everything will come up. Paperparlor.com.
No, it's just T-A-R-L-O-R.
Good old-fashioned American spelling. Yes, none of this but, Canadian or British stuff.
Right.
No you there.
Paperparlor.com will that'll provide you with all the alternate links to go where you want to go and follow us where you want to.
All right. So if people want to find out how they can support you in this contest, and the grand prize involves money and a trip to Spain, right?
That's correct.
And do you know how far in the future that they're going to be choosing that?
You know, I would assume within the next week or so they're supposed to come to their decision.
Okay.
But I guess I haven't really minded being in the dark about it, so we haven't looked too far into it.
It's been a bunch of surprises so far, and I think we've enjoyed every surprise more than we've enjoyed knowing what's coming next.
Okay.
It's probably a bad way to plan your summer, but here
that's
we are.
Okay, that's okay. You get people helping you do it, so that's you can focus on the music. And so you had an album out last year. I think it was early last year. Is that right? Your last album was it out early last year?
I believe it was April.
Okay,
April of last year.
So you're working on some new material. It sounds like.
Yep, we have pretty much a whole album kind of under wraps with the writing. So we're taking our time getting it tight, and we'll figure out somewhere to step in and track it out. Probably within this year.
Where did you do the last one?
Our last one was kind of a joint effort. Our friend Gabe Naughton and Gin Street did all the engineering and production on that. So we did a lot of stuff at Mariah's old house. The drummer we were working with at the time had a really great space for tracking the drums. So we just kind of house hopped and set up where we could.
Okay. And what are you looking at for this next one?
Who's to say?
Still in the works.
We definitely want to try and make this one a live recording. I think we all feel more comfortable playing out live, so if we can get more of the tracks done that way, we'd love to. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about the material that you have ready for the album. How do you feel like it's advanced from what you did last time?
I think it's a lot more positive. We kind of wanted to stray away from this boding emo rock crap, and we want to make people feel as good as we do playing the music, so there's definitely a lot more positivity and a little bit more upbeatness to it.
Mm-hmm. And now, oh, go ahead, Mariah.
Until you get to my track on the album, then it's
still a great track.
It's a little preachy.
Still pretty positive.
You can't play
though.
It on the radio, sadly.
There are a lot of cuss words in there. Oh, and I also should mention, so Chad was gone for a little bit. You've gone through a few drummers, I think, a couple of them named Chad.
Yep.
Just to confuse all of us. But so this Chad, you've been around in the band for a while, right? And I'm going to turn your mic up. Let's
see. Yeah, roughly about a year. In fact, it was last summer. The Confused Brothers were touring, and I knew of Paper Parlor as a great Duluth band, and so I said, well, we're coming up through Duluth, let's get a show booked with them. And they showed up without a drummer, and I'm like, hey, I've seen your set before, I'd love to hop in if you're comfortable with it. So that was my audition to the band, and I've been riding this psychedelic train of rock and roll this whole time.
And then you were gone for a little bit. You were off teaching in a foreign country, it sounds like.
Yeah, I did some student teaching to become a math teacher for 3 months in Slovenia. And these guys just kept playing music. In fact, the first round of the Hard Rock tour was without me. And so I was really stoked when I heard the news. And then I came back and we won the second round. But yeah, the 3 months was a nice little break. I got to kind of reflect on music in general. I didn't have any instruments over there, so my knees got tired from hitting my knees with my hands. That was my drum set for 3 months.
You needed rhythm somehow.
Yeah.
All right. Is Chad kind of, are you back in it now for the long haul?
Oh yeah, they're mm-hmm. stuck with me now. So
okay, so that must be great to you know. All right, you got your drummer in place, and you guys can move forward, and you don't have to worry about logistics as much. And
absolutely, I think we're in a really good spot right now. We're hoping Chad doesn't go anywhere because we really like having him.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we were talking about a new album, but I think I did hear that it's probably going to be a little while before you get that out. So it's probably a little premature, but you do have the material, so that's
great. We do have the material.
And so people are going to hear that when you're playing out.
Right, you can hear it live anytime.
All right. Well, let's hear one more tune. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
This is another new one. It's called Before It Starts to Leave.
Aptly named. I got the beat.
And I broke my E string there. That was all no E string.
Nicely done.
That's why there are two guitarists in the band.
That is Paper Parlor, live from Studio A. And again, they're performing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Show starts at 9 o'clock, and they're playing with the Confused Brothers. Chad here, the drummer, is also in that, and also the Medical Underground. Thank you so much, guys. It was a pleasure.
Oh, it was such a good time.
Thank you, Christine.
And good luck with that hard rock thing, whenever and whatever is happening with that.
We'll find out. We'll keep you posted, too.
We would love to hear that. Thanks a lot. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Quentin Steele, Sam Quackenbush, and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.